I'm Kathleen Dunn on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio for this Tuesday. And this hour of the program, we're going to be talking about the high school equivalency exams, also known as the GED. They're taken by people who have dropped out of school for one reason or another and by immigrants, and they are about to get a whole lot harder and potentially more expensive. And that, of course, is causing some concern that not as many people will take the exam and pass the exams, and having a high school degree is pretty much mandatory for the job market these days. Exams that are introduced in January will be aligned with the Common Core, and we have talked about what the Common Core is. It's a set of rigorous academic standards. It's controversial for reasons we also explained last week. It's for kindergarten through 12th grades, and a number of states have adopted them. There is worry that the increasing complexity could demoralize a population that already struggles to pass the current test. The test is also about to become more expensive. Joining us this hour to talk about all of this is Anna Zambi. She is Madison College's Technical College Administrative Manager, and she does coordinates the high school equivalency program, does educational programming serving migrant and seasonal agricultural workers in Madison. She covered educational programming at 17 outreach sites for the Madison Area Technical College, advised enrolled registered students in English as a second language, and she can talk about the preparation for the 2014 test, the possible challenges of the new test, the access to technology and cost, and the deadline to take the 2013 test, which is coming up pretty close. So if you want to save yourself the more rigorous test, or maybe it's not, maybe she'll think it's not all that more rigorous, you better sign up by Friday of this week. Our phone number for you to join the conversation is 800-486-8655. 800-486-8655. Email talk at WPR.org. Facebook page is the Kathleen Dunn Show. Anna, hello. Thank you very much for being with us.
Hello, Kathleen. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, our pleasure. Well, let's just talk about the GED for a moment. How many people get the GED? I would think it's mandatory to have it. You have to have a high school degree in some fashion. Are there thousands of people in Wisconsin who take this test every year?
There are. Our district alone probably engages over 1,000 students every year in just instruction alone. Where we do graduate probably close to 350 or 400 each year.
Wow. And that's in the Madison area.
And that's only in the Madison area. So if you multiply that by 17, of course, other districts have more or less students that would need a GED. You can get an idea of the amount of people who would be coming in for GED programming.
Yeah. And who needs a GED? Who's coming in to study for one?
We have... obviously, the GED, it stands for General Education Development Certificate. That's what GED stands for. It is a high school equivalency. So anybody who was unable to complete high school is welcome to come back as an adult to complete the certificate or an HSED, which is a high school equivalency diploma, as it is necessary to find possibly a position or enter post-secondary education if you wanted to get any further training or go to college.
And what's a breakdown? How many want to get a job and how many are planning to go on to college?
You know, I think that most of the students that we survey that come in and say, I want to get my GED, I never finished high school, most of the folks have the idea that they do want to pursue higher education and that they do want to go to college. It's just a matter of getting all their ducks in a line and helping them through that advising process of getting them into the right program. Other folks come in, and I will say it's just fewer, that say, I want to get this because my employer requires it.
Mm-hmm.
Or it might look better on a resume, and therefore I'm going to get my GED because I never did complete high school, and they just feel incomplete, and they just want to have something that says I can complete things.
I would imagine, Anna, that you need to have that GED for almost any job, don't you?
Well, you're talking to an educator, so of course I believe highly in that. Whether or not the workforce demands it, I can't tell you. There are many people who have found meaningful work and possibly family-supporting work without a GED, possibly on-the-job training or other issues. But, of course, a GED is the ticket to entering college mm-hmm. and pursuing higher education, and that is a requirement.
Now, the test itself, is it a two-part test, math and English, or does it cover more than that?
Currently, the test, and the test that will end on Friday, is the 2002 series, which is five exams.
Wow.
That requires a separate reading test, a test on writing, a test in math, science, and social studies. So if you think about your high school curriculum that you might have done in grade school or up through high school, this is just an equivalency exams that would allow you to pass these tests and prove academic proficiency. The new tests, the ones that we are now preparing for that will begin in January 2014, will only be four exams. We are now combining reading and writing into reasoning through language arts. We are now have mathematical reasoning, science, and social studies, and those will be our four new broad topics to teach.
Mm-hmm. And that's part of the Common Core standards?
Correct.
And the idea for moving in that direction is to make it, I guess, Wisconsin is still in a debate about whether or not they should accept the Common Core standards. They have, but now there are petitions to get them to drop the Common Core standards. Does that put our state in a state of limbo when it comes to what we're going to be doing 6 months from now?
You know, that is a very good question, and I don't want to say that the Common Core isn't the right idea. I'd rather give it a try before I take any stance. But the new assessments, as far as the GED goes, is they're designed to provide students with the skills that would prepare them for more education, training, and better-paying jobs. So that is the mission and the focus of where the GED tests have aligned to the Common Core, and I believe that's the mission of the Common Core, was also to prepare them for more education, training, and better-paying jobs. Whether or not this is the answer, I don't know. But I know that this is the choice that we've made, and this is where we're going.
Have you seen both of the tests? Well, you've obviously seen the one that we've been using through 2013. Have you seen the new test yet, Anna?
I have taken some practice exams to get a feel for what the test will look like.
How did you do?
I passed.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Was it rougher than the other ones, do you think?
From my experience, and I do have over 10 years of experience in the other exams, I think that the knowledge that we're being tested on is different.
Mm.
It's a lot more reasoning, and it's a lot more of how to get to the answer or choosing the answer that you, choosing the way to solve the problem as opposed to what the current tests are. And I do, when I took the math test, I will say that it is much more advanced than I remember the 2002 series test being.
Oh, really?
So yes.
You're going to have a lot more people signing up for classes so they're able to pass this, I would imagine.
You know, currently in our math is definitely the highest enrolled class that we have at the college that we offer. Most everybody does fairly well on reading and writing, or they can work their way through it, but everybody comes in for math help. That is our most popular class and one that we do help students get through. It's also the hardest test for students to pass.
Mm-hmm.
So when I see the mathematical reasoning new exam having much more rigor to it, I am a little worried about how long it might take a student to pass. I don't think it will be impossible, but I do think it will take just a little bit longer than we're used to preparing students for at this point in time.
Mm-hmm. And what about those who are doing mentoring, who are teaching in this area? Did they have to go to school in order to learn how to teach the new curriculum?
We have been looking at the curriculum, basically just aligning everything, looking at the Common Core standards. We have not had any publishers up until just recently share any materials that they feel would be appropriate for preparing students to take these new tests. So we've had a very short turnaround time in order to get people, in order to set up what our curriculum will be.
Mm-hmm.
But we have taken a look at what is to come, and we feel prepared that we can do it, but it will be very different. The two biggest issues will be, obviously, the increased rigor of these tests, but also the use of technology. This is a population that doesn't necessarily have the innate abilities or computers in their homes. Or the experience is what I'm trying to say, with computers. So we'll be looking at teaching computer literacy in addition to content.
Why?
Currently, the tests that we're offering are on paper and pencil.
Uh-huh.
So most of everything that we use is a handheld calculator and books. We don't often use computers in our GD classes, and that has allowed us to really reach far into the community and provide GD programming where it's necessary to reach the students that need it.
Mm-hmm.
This new test, which will be completely implemented on a computer, means that we have to change the format of how we're going to deliver our instruction.
Oh, so no more paper and pencil at all?
No more paper or pencil at all, including the jails.
Oh. Will it be... I'm sorry, go ahead.
So I was going to say that that is probably the biggest change for us in the delivery of our instruction.
Right. Oh, just hearing about the math test gives me the shakes, I'm afraid. I would have a hard time... I'm down on the radio saying this, but I know I would have a hard time passing that now. Math was really hard in high school, and that was so many years ago. I can't even imagine what they're teaching now. You know, I can see how people would get nervous about this, particularly if you're some years removed from instruction in math or in language arts.
And that is exactly what we include in part of our instruction, is helping to build that confidence to be able to score high on those tests.
Now, I've also read that the cost of the exam is going up a lot or not?
Each district and each state is able to dictate how much they charge for GED exams. Most colleges, technical colleges, or agencies would subsidize a lot of the cost, so it's not put on the student, but the cost will definitely increase. Here in Madison, we're looking at probably an increase of, let's see here, it's $90 now to about $124, so not a big jump. But we are... Pearson Bew, who has joined with the American with ACE to create the GED testing service, which will now deliver these exams, the rules have changed a little bit. So if you don't show up to take a GED test, you will still be charged. And you will be charged for every retake. And that is a very big cultural shift for us right now.
Right.
So when we talk about an increase in price, It will definitely depend on the student, and it will depend on how well each agency and technical college communicates the new consequences of the new exams.
I think
that's the issue.
Now, somewhere I think I read, Anna, that there are several different testing companies who are administering these. I assume it's all the same test, but why are there different companies that are giving you the test, and that the charges may vary from company to company? Is that right or not?
That is correct. Historically, every state has always signed on as a GED state and has administered the GED as a form of high school equivalency. It's been wonderful because it really levels the playing field for all of us that work in the business. And therefore, when a student tests in one state, they can come to another state and finish up there. We do have a very mobile community in GED. This year, when the GED testing service was created with Pearson Bew, some states said, I will sign on and I will become a GED state. And others said, I'm going to wait and see what other tests are available, which are the HiSET test and the TASK test.
Hmm.
So those are our three major and emerging high school equivalency exams that have been approved. The last I checked, most states, maybe seven, had not signed on yet, which I hope has changed because it is December.
Right.
And these tests do start in January. These are exams that have been set up by other publishers. They are offering a different experience in testing, and might also offer a lower price.
Let's welcome phone calls for you. We'll take them momentarily. Anna Zombie is our guest this hour. She is administrative manager of Madison Area Technical College, and we're talking about the changes in the GED. It's going to now be aligned with the Common Core academic standards, which are different than the standards that were applicable for the GED test for quite a few years now. Also, the price will be increasing to $120. There are some big issues here. It sounds like the math is much more difficult, and it's no longer reading and writing. It's a language arts segment to the test now, social studies as well, and science. We welcome your phone calls on, well, questions you may have about the new GED. And I'm interested in hearing from those of you who may have taken the GED, how you prepared for it. I know you haven't taken the new one yet, but how you prepared for the old one, how important it was for you to get a GED, how anxious you may have been about language arts or about math, how many times you had to take it, because that turns out to be quite an expense. If it's $100 a pop and you're taking this three times, that's a lot of money, right? Well, let's hear from you. Our phone number is 800-486-8655, 800-486-8655. Email talk at WPR.org, Facebook page, The Kathleen Dunn Show. We're on Twitter at Kate Dunn Show. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. All right, let's go to phone calls now for Anna, starting with Frederici in Madison. Hi.
How you doing today?
All right. How are you?
I'm all right. Oh, yeah. My question is, I'm 24 years old, and I just started to take my test because, you know, I just kind of got stable, got a good job. What's the main reason they changed the test? Because so many people are passing now. They're deciding to go take the test, go on with their life. They could have just stayed in, let's make a private high school and put the people go there instead of chasing the test. And they make it the cost go up.
All right, Federici, your phone is really terrible. Did you get enough there, Anna? I guess the main question is, why did they change it?
Right, and that's a really good question. We definitely are feeling the frustration of a lot of folks that are in the crunch to finish right now, and we're doing all of our best here at the college to accommodate and be as flexible as we can to let everybody come through. Every year, and to answer the question directly, every 10 years the GED testing service does update the exams. It's just a reset to make sure that the content that we are teaching is an equivalency of the high school's graduate records that are coming through. Each GED test is normed off of high school graduation rates. Therefore, the folks that are graduating from high school in Texas, in California, in South Dakota, in New York, in Maine, are all normed together, and those levels are computed to make sure that the GED test is an equivalency of where the nation is passing. So when we talk about the test changing, we're updating content, and the rigor will be bigger. We will be encouraged to learn and teach more. However, I think for the next couple years, because of the norming of those GED tests, passing rates won't be too far off from where we are right now. Mm. But hopefully, with the intent of aligning with the Common Core, that we would be growing our graduation rates and having more students pass at higher levels.
Mm-hmm. What are the graduation rates now? What percentage of those who take pass?
Who take our test?
Uh-huh.
It's a really good question, and that's one that we have not been able to measure exactly. A lot depends on the student's readiness when they walk into test. Some students don't need any remediation or any instruction at all, and some are with us for years before they pass. So it's a really hard It's really hard to pinpoint exactly what our graduation rates are. Those who do take instruction definitely have a higher chance of passing those tests.
Mm-hmm. And I couldn't hear what Federici was saying, but I'll just guess at some of it. He seemed to have some problems with it going online. Does it mean that whatever money you paid for the booklets, for study booklets, you now have to switch and get study booklets online and they're going to cost money?
You know, that's exactly what that means. The cost to implement these on a computer is definitely a cost to the college. Taking the tests, each test has now gone from $15 a test to $24 a test. And, of course, the consequences of not showing up and still being charged money for a test you never took is definitely not the direction we'd like to see anything going, but that is the direction we're going. The issue of how to prepare for the test and if the students will have to incur a whole lot more on purchasing the materials that they might need, that is a new added cost. We've always provided GED instruction for free.
Mm-hmm.
So that isn't a, you know, this is very likely that students might be incurring more of the cost to prepare practice test and put up money for the actual test.
Right. Tell me what it's like to prepare for one of these exams, Anna. Do you spend years doing this? Is it every day you take a class, or how rigorously do you study? And what do you study?
When we put together our GED programming, we try to make it as accessible and flexible as the adults that come in to our classrooms. So we have structured classes. We have exclusively math classes or writing classes. We have learning center options where people can walk in. Because I think when anybody wakes up and says, I want to finish high school, we want to give them an option to walk in anywhere at that moment and start right away. So we have a variety of options. And we like to sit down and talk to the students, say, how do you want to start? What works best for you? We've got a working population. We've got a lot of adults with families and adult responsibilities that they can't sit in a classroom during the day for 8 to 10 hours a week or more. So we offer a lot of night programming. We offer programming on the weekends.
Mm-hmm.
We offer anything from, 4 hours a week to 9 hours a week. And much depends on what the student is able to do and what really would fit into their lifestyle.
We welcome phone calls if you'd like to join our conversation. Our phone number, our guest is Anna Zombie. She is the administrative manager of Madison Area Technical College, and we're talking about the GED program known as the GED. It's the high school equivalency exam, and it's going to be changing. You only have until Friday to take the old test. The new test is going to be substantially different. It starts in January of 2014. It is based on Common Core academic standards. So for the math portion, it will be more advanced algebra, and there will also be more of a focus on critical thinking skills for the language arts segment. It's going to cost more money. There won't be any booklets anymore. It's going to be done online. So we're talking about why this has happened, the need to get a GED, and who's studying for the GED, the differences if you're a young person or an older person, or if you don't speak English as a primary language. We'll talk about that with our guest as well. And welcoming your thoughts. I'm interested in hearing from some of you who have felt it important to get your GED and the process that you had to go about to get your DAG, when you did that, and how hard it was, how much you prepared for it. Did you pass the first time, like your driver's test, or did you wait and pass the second or the third time? And what you think about these changes. 800-486-8655 is our number, 800-486-8655. Our email is talk@wpr.org. Our Facebook page is The Kathleen Dunn Show, and you can always send us a tweet as well, and that's @KDunnShow. Autumn in Green Bay, our next caller. Hi, Autumn.
Yes, I'm just wondering, because the cost is going up so significantly, is there a way to donate for the supplies or for the taking of the test for people?
Yes. The answer is always yes. We have a lot of scholarships set up here for folks that would need extra vouchers or whatnot. I know that is definitely part of our plan. We're talking about a population who would come in to finish high school. We want to make sure that everybody has that opportunity, you know, to learn English as a second language, to complete high school at little to no cost. And so if you're interested in donating, I would contact the foundation office of your local technical college, talk to the community, see what kind of fundraising events could be put on. The money will be greatly used and well used if we are able to put together some donations for this.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Thank you, Autumn. Nice call to get. And what about English as a second language? You have to be how proficient in English to take these exams, or are they administered in other languages?
This is a great question. Currently, the 2002 series is offered in English, Spanish, and French. And these tests, you can take these tests mixed. So in case you're interested in taking the math in English, you can take the writing in French or anything else like that. And that has been a great opportunity for us to get creative and make sure that everybody has the opportunity to make this happen. We had one woman take her last two tests in French, which was what allowed her to get over the top on these. That was great. In the new exam, in the 2014 exam, the test will only be offered in English and Spanish. So when you sign in to the computer to sign up to test and create your MyGED account, MyGED portal, you will actually have the opportunity to sign up for whatever test, whatever the four tests that you want to take, and the language, which would either be English or Spanish, and then it's administered right then and there, which is actually an advantage for a lot of folks, especially in the rural areas where you might not have a tremendous amount of Spanish GED need. And so buying Spanish GED booklets was not part of your budget. This now offers the opportunity for people to test in English or Spanish everywhere. And that is one thing I do like about this new system.
Mm. Well, it's great unless you speak Chinese or you speak French or you speak Russian or whatever. What about all those other languages? We're a nation of immigrants.
You bet. And we, in the state of Wisconsin, have a great opportunity to have multiple options to high school completion. One that we employ often here, especially more recently, is the HSED option. It's called the 5.08, which means you can take your foreign diploma from where you just talked about, from China, from Iran, from Afghanistan, from Mexico, translate it into English, and then see if you need to take a civics test, have a high level of English proficiency, and we will award you an equivalency HSED from the state of Wisconsin. Or if you have a high enough proficiency, we would invite you to take the test in English. If you, typically for ESL students, the timing of the test is difficult, and therefore we have another option called the 5.09 HSED option, which means it's a competency-based test. It is one that instead of four large tests, mm-hmm. we will be looking at a series of smaller tests within each content area, and it will take longer. It takes at least a year to complete. If you complete that, then you can earn your HSED as well. So there's many options here in Wisconsin for all the immigrants you just mentioned.
Terry in Lake Mills, hi.
Hi. My question was regarding students with disabilities. They had perhaps received accommodations for test taking while they were in high school, such as extended time and perhaps having the test read to them. Are those same accommodations going to be provided at the testing site? I'm kind of assuming that, say, if somebody goes for their classes at METC in Madison, that of course those accommodations will be provided. But what about at the test site on the day of the test?
Terry, that is an excellent question, and one that we're taking very seriously. Accommodations are very real, and they are offered at the GED level. However, they are not the same as high school, and I think they're in what I have heard, are a little bit more conservative at the GED level. A student who has documented disabilities from high school will be assessed and given the appropriate accommodations necessary to take the GED exams, which could be extended time, large print, quiet room. It can be a variety of different options that would allow a student to finish these exams. But it does take a little bit more effort on the student's part to make sure that they have all the paperwork and everything else in line. But that is definitely an option and definitely something that is woven into the new GED.
Thank you, Terry. Let's go to Ellen in Appleton. Hi, Ellen.
Hi, Kathleen. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure.
This has been such an interesting program. For many years, I worked and taught at Fox Valley Technical College in Appleton, mm-hmm. and I've helped many students prepare for taking the GED tests. And I think your guest speaker is just excellent on all the various aspects she's discussing regarding the new test starting in January. I just wanted to say that for all the people out there who are considering working on their GED, go for it, because the teaching staff at the technical colleges really are so caring and willing and knowledgeable about these tests and how to prepare for them, and they'll help you every step of the way. I also wanted to mention that sometimes a potential student, let's say, might think, oh, it's going to take me forever, I'll never finish. But here is a really important key. The more time the student invests, let's say, in coming to the technical college and working with the teachers to proceed through each one of the courses, the faster they'll be test ready. And it's doable. I can't tell you. There have been students who have taken a long, long time, but have done it. And there are other students who come in, they commit themselves to coming as often as they can a week, and they are able to become test ready sooner. So a lot of it depends on the student and his or her motivation with these tests, but just go for it. No one can ever take your education from you, and you will be so glad when you have accomplished obtaining your GED.
Ellen, do you have worries about the new test that it's going to be so substantially more difficult that people are going to have to study and take it more times before they can pass?
I don't have worries about that, because I think that we have to maintain our educational rigor in the state of Wisconsin. And in the end, these tests, or in the beginning, these tests will coincide with what the high school students are being required to learn in a society where we are always moving forward. And we want our educational standards to be high. We want our students to be able to accomplish these kinds of educational goals. In the workplace, they're going to be challenged with all kinds of things that change and get upgraded. So I feel that these tests are designed well, and they're designed to make sure that the students can compete in the workplace, and that this is definitely a good path to go.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you, Ellen, for your call. Anna, what do you think?
I echo everything that Ellen said. I am interested to see where the new tests lead us, and so I'm optimistic that this is a good opportunity. But I do want to expand on what Ellen said and talk about, it doesn't happen overnight, but it does happen. And everything really depends on the individual. And if the individual really wants this, they can make it happen. I think that all the elements are in place to allow that to happen, creative, flexible instruction, accommodating testing opportunities. And I'd like to talk about the next step, which is one that we are focusing on greatly here at the Technical College, which is training for programs or training for the workforce and bridge programming. So once you complete your GED, we'll get you into the right career pathway to allow you to reach that, wage-earning career that you need to support your family or whatever. We have a lot of opportunities here for students, and computers are becoming part of our life. in order to purchase things, sometimes folks need a credit card. Sometimes folks need to do things online. And this is definitely going to help encourage, you know, folks to learn computers and kind of take away that stigma of I can't do it or I don't like it, I'm afraid of it.
Mm-hmm. There are a lot of people who have just missed instruction on them. It's a big gap. If you're very young, you picked it up and you know how to do it, and it's just second nature. And if you never took a course in it, then you don't feel as adept at all of this. So once you know it, it's become almost mandatory, hasn't it, Anna?
Yeah, and I think that the computer programming has become very sophisticated and allowing a lot of the navigation on, say, the GD exam or on websites to be very intuitive, which is much more accessible to students who would be starting to learn computers and navigating and using computers and coordinating with a mouse and a screen, which I'm also optimistic about, that more and more things will become more intuitive and therefore it won't seem as difficult or as foreign to many people.
Right.
And that's what we are banking on, because this is a test-taking timed exam, that the test would be as intuitive as possible to allow that testing computer literacy element to not be in such an issue and focus on the academic and the timing issues.
Ellen, thanks for the call. Bill in Green Bay, hi.
Hello, how are you?
All right, Bill, how are you?
Good. My question was, how would the test be administered? I'm 51 years old. When we took our major tests, we had monitors. We sat with paper and pencil. Nowadays, it seems like everybody that's in school, I currently attend a few classes at GB, they just go to SparkNotes to look up whatever the answer is. So would you be able to sit there taking the test on one computer, possibly have another computer right next to you, and just look up the answers?
What's SparkNotes?
SparkNotes has replaced college textbooks. It's all the stuff that the professors hone in on and want you to know for the exam.
Huh.
As a result, very, very, very few undergraduates in college ever read a full textbook anymore.
Hmm.
And I think that's a real loss, because you're not getting the full message.
Mm-hmm. Anna.
Yeah. I want to thank Bill for bringing that question, because you're thinking like a GD student, and that's what I like. Yes, how secure is this test, and how will the changes happen? The GD tests are only offered in a designated licensed Pearson View testing center. Security is very high. Check-in with a photo ID, camera photo, and other things will be implemented. This is just like any other test that we're coming to take, whether it's a medical exam, nursing exams, or anything else like that. So the person who is taking the test is verified that this person is taking the test, they're taking it this time, they're taking this subject, the scores are going to that person's identity, and also the test is on a computer. If you were to ever navigate out of that program, the computer test would shut down. So that the security is available. Now, if anybody says that you can get your GD at home or take the test online, that is not correct. You have to go into an appropriate licensed facility to take these tests and earn a high school equivalency. It is not offered in any other flexible way. Instruction will be offered in that way. However, taking the test, you still have to walk into a site, show your ID, sit down, and take a test, and a proctored test in front of other people.
Thank you, Bill, very much for the call. We'll take more phone calls in a moment. We're talking about changes in the GED, or the high school equivalency exam. They're going to be implemented January 1st of 2014. Isn't it hard to believe it's going to be 2014? And they're different. They're going to be more expensive. They're going to be online. They will be aligned with the Common Core academic standards. And we're talking about the reasons for the change and how those who work at places like our guest does, Madison Area Technical College, are preparing students for the exam, how students have to prepare themselves, the increase in the cost for taking these exams, etc. Our phone number, 800-486-8655, 800-486-8655, email talk@WPR.org, Facebook page is The Kathleen Dunn Show. And this is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Eugene and Viola, our next caller. Hi, Eugene.
Good afternoon, Kathleen. Mine is historical a little bit, but my mother was born in 1912. She went through the Depression and World War II, ran a couple businesses, and raised three sons. Then when she was in her 60s, she decided she wanted her GED. She wanted to go back to school. And us three boys, we never thought too much. Let her go. But eventually she got it. But I had the opportunity to talk to one of her classroom instructors. And what he told me was when they got into the Depression, she was in Chicago. And I don't know whether she was involved in it or what, but she got to know some of the bootleggers and the speakeasies. And she was telling them what it was like and what it was all about and how it worked. And the instructor said, we just sat there and just listened to her. And so age has no limit. Life experiences do pay off.
You betcha.
Thank you very much, Eugene, for the call.
You bet.
Yeah, okay, goodbye. Karen in Racine, hi.
Hi. Yeah, I'm just wondering, how long is each test? And also, do you need to register through a technical college, or is there another way that you can register to take the test?
Good question. The new exams will be offered exclusively through the MyGED website. So it's www.ged.com. You get on the website, and there you will be asked to create an account. You do need a valid email. Once you create that account through your email, they will send you messages. You can sign up for study materials, you can sign up for practice testing, and you can sign up for the exam all through the same portal, which is what they call it, the My Portal. It's all right there in one website. The tests, you can choose a testing center that is closest to you and choose a test time that works best for you.
All right. Thank you very much. Thanks for the call. Dave in Fort Atkinson, hi.
Good morning, or good afternoon. How are you?
Fine. How are you, Dave?
I'm good. I was just wondering, folks that want to go and do a GED exam, is there any pretest to evaluate where you're really at to find out what you're lacking in?
Yes.
That way it would give you a scope of what you really need to study on
right
before you go and take the exam.
Exactly, and I've seen both sides of the story here in GED. I've seen folks that are extremely prepared and would walk in and take the test and pass each test without even trying. But their confidence says, no, I need to study more, I can learn more. So they come into classes just to kind of build up their confidence in their own skills. And then I see the folks who come in and say, I want to test, I can't test, and then maybe we should probably work a little bit more on writing or a little bit more on math. And, of course, the technical college classes and classes that are offered by our countless community-based organizations throughout the state, which are equally as flexible and creative and wonderful as the technical colleges are, we all offer programming to get every one of those students through. An assessment is an ideal way to start, which meaning you come in and you figure out exactly where are you, how close are you to passing, and how, you know, what remediation or would you possibly need. So we have an assessment test that you can take that would place you into classes. And on that GED portal site that I mentioned, there is also practice tests that you can take that simulate the GED test, and you can decide. It'll give you a score of not ready, too close to call, which is probably hovers around, you know, the passing mark, and then most likely that you would pass, which is obviously on the higher end of things.
Mm-hmm.
And that would give you a really good indication as well. The test now offers kind of a prescription of how you would find your own answers and say, okay, I'm not ready yet. What do I need to work on? And it'll tell you mathematical reasoning, this content, then algebraic reasoning you should work on, absolutes you should work on, this. So it is pretty prescriptive now.
And what about for people who already have their high school degree, but they're just interested in getting a sampling of what it would be like to take a high school passing exam now? Can you sample it somehow?
You couldn't do that for free. Okay. Not easily. And I would actually invite anybody interested who does have a high school credential and interested in just kind of brushing up on skills to come in to any learning center or technical college or any CBO and just say, you know, let's see where I'm at. Take an assessment test for college readiness and see where they would land. And maybe they would land in the skill building area and need a little bit more help in reading or math.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as taking a GD test to see if they would pass, you'd have to pay for it, and I don't know if they'd want to do that.
Right. Thanks, Dave, for your call. Omar in Jefferson. Hi.
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 Hello?
Go right ahead.
Oh, hi. Yeah, I was calling because I was wondering if I go to get my GED and after I get done with it, can I get into like a course for a CNC machine?
Great question, Omar, coming out of Jefferson. Yes, we do here at Madison College have a program called our Manufacturing Bridge. We do require GD graduates to enter this program, and we help students who would learn entry-level skills such as CNC to get on that manufacturing train and get some of those advanced manufacturing jobs that have been popping up. You should definitely speak with somebody at the college once you do complete to talk about how you can get into this bridge program. That'll help you prepare better for that program.
Okay. Oh, my question was because, I work as a CNC operator right now, and mm-hmm. I make decent money, but I would like to get into the full CNC process. But my question was that I don't have a document. I came up here as a legal when I was 17, and I didn't finish the high school. So would that be a big problem after I finish the GD?
That will be a big problem here in the United States, yes. Omar, there's a lot of options out there. Have you applied for DACA, the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals?
Okay.
Maybe we should talk offline about other issues and other options that you have here in the community.
Is that all right, Omar?
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Okay. All right, thanks. Well, I'm trying to figure out how to get the two of you connected. I'll just give your phone number. Can I do that, Anna?
You bet. And Omar brings a very important question for our society, and that is one of so many immigrants that are working and able to work and can contribute to our community and to our society. And what we are doing to make sure that those folks have an opportunity here, especially the children who were brought here before they were 16, and where the DREAM Act is going and where the DACA, which I just talked about, is going, which might provide an opportunity for folks like Omar.
Okay. Give him a number, if you would, please.
You bet. You can call me at 608-259-2975.
608-259-2975.
Yeah, and that's a number here at the college that would definitely help you walk through some of your options.
Okay. Thank you so much, Omar, for your call. Deborah in Milwaukee, hi.
Hi. Now, like, say I want to take a class at a local MATC in Milwaukee, and I just want one class in horticulture. Would I need to take a GED for that? And then, you know, and another question, do they access your high school scores? I'm 56. And then if a per- my I have a son who I'd like to get involved, get going. I don't know what I need to do that, but I'm trying.
All right, we have about 30 seconds, Anna.
Yeah, Deborah, I would connect with your Milwaukee Area Technical College right away and talk to them about what you need, what requirements are necessary for enrolling in a horticultural class. Sounds like it's not a program, so you wouldn't need anything besides just to pay for the tuition. And then you can talk to them about your son directly. They will have all the answers for you.
Anna, thank you so much. What a wealth of information you were. Thank you.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Anna Zombie, and she is the administrative manager of Madison Area Technical College, talking about the GED changes, big ones for 2014. Thanks to Robin Cherry for producing this show and for on-air production here in Milwaukee. Tomorrow, first hour, after Mandela, the struggle for freedom in post-apartheid South Africa.